Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. This is my question to you. When you gonna free yourself? How long are you gonna stay in this pain expecting change to happen in your life? How long are you gonna stay in this situation expecting things to change in your life? You've been here for the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, staying in the same mess, accepting the same mess, and wondering why you're stressed, wondering why you're not happy, wondering why you're not fulfilled, wondering why you're not experiencing the life that you deserve to experience. When you gonna free yourself from the pain? When you gonna free yourself from selling for less? Because I want to tell you right now, you don't have to accept it. I know you know that, but I need you to feel that, understand that. You don't got to accept it. You don't have to stay where you're just tolerated and not celebrated. You don't have to stay where you're not happy. You don't have to stay where you're not being better. You don't have to stay where you're suffering. You can free yourself from it. But when are you going to do it? When are you going to realize that if you don't do it, you're going to be staying with this pain forever? You're going to stay in this place of misery for the rest of your life. And I'm not trying to put fear in your heart, but I am putting reality on your mind. Nothing's going to change. At some point, if it serves no purpose in your life, for your life, you got to free it from your life. And I know it's easier said than done, but you know what's a lot harder? Staying in pain for the rest of your life. You know what's a lot harder? Staying in chaos for the rest of your life. You know what's a lot harder? Staying in misery for the rest of your life. I've been there, but I got to a point in my life I asked myself this simple question. Do I want to stay in this for the rest of my life? And my answer was no. So I knew I had to make decisions to free myself from it. Were those decisions easy? Absolutely not. But it became easier to make once I realized what I needed in my life and once I realized what I wasn't going to get in my life if I keep accepting these same things in my life. You can keep complaining about it. You keep telling your friends about it. You keep writing on social media about it. But at some point, you have to wake up and you have to do something about it. At some point, if you want to experience peace in your life, you got to disconnect from the pain. At some point, if you want to experience happiness in your soul, you got to disconnect from the things that are keeping you in a state of sadness, in a state of questioning your worth. You need to disconnect your worth from the things that don't value you. You need to disconnect from your worth from the things that make you feel worthless. And I know it's easier said than done, but it must be done because it's keeping you from seeing just how incredible you are. You're not living a life right now that was meant for you to live. You're living a life right now that you're choosing to live, that pain has forced you to live, that somebody's opinions and how somebody treats you has convinced you to live. The life that is meant for you to live, it's not a life of sadness. It's not a life of tears. It's not a life of misery. Of course, life is going to be hard. I'm not saying life is always sunshine and rainbows, but life is not the current state that you're living in. You're not meant to live to just accept things you shouldn't accept. Acceptance is power. And you need to accept right now that you deserve more. You need to accept right now that you deserve more than this. You need to accept right now that your life is more than the pain you're currently experiencing, more than the struggle that you keep on experiencing, more than the storms that you're creating. And maybe you didn't create the storm, but you're choosing to stay in it. But you're choosing to stay in a place that you know no longer serves your life and no longer serves your soul. And I don't care what people think about your decision. Stop living for other people in that way and start living for yourself. It's okay to do what's best for you. It's okay to break free. It's okay to say no more. It's okay to say, you know what? I'm done with this environment. It's okay to say, you know what? I'm done with this. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to step away from the things that are not serving your life anymore. Maybe that's a person. Maybe that's an environment. Maybe that's a habit. Only you know. But I do know this. Complaining about it won't do a damn thing about it. I understand that some people might not agree with it. Some people might talk about you. Some people might place shame on you. But stop allowing the people that didn't create you to control you. You think you were created to just live average? You think you were created to just be sad all the time? You think you were created to just accept misery? You think you were created to just live in depression? No, that's not the life that was created for you. It's the life that people, opinions, circumstances, hard times, struggle convinced you that you have to live. And I want to tell you right now, you can decide in this moment, the power of choice in this moment, that you can say, I'm not living in this anymore. I'm not accepting this anymore. I'm not being a part of this anymore. You're a choice away from a new beginning, my friend. A choice away from a new beginning. All you got to do is choose to say, this isn't me anymore. This won't be a part of me anymore. I won't be around this anymore. I might not know where I'm going, but I'm for sure knowing where I'm not staying. Yeah, I fear the unknown, but I fear the known pain a lot more. But I fear the known misery a lot more. But I fear the known depression a lot more. I'm moving forward with my life because I deserve a better life. There's a you inside of you that you haven't even met yet. There's a life waiting for you that you haven't even experienced yet because you're choosing to stay in a life that isn't meant for you no more. You have left your greatness. You have left your peace. You have left that fulfill you that you know who you are. You have left that person on the shelf for far too long. And you've accepted something that's past its expiration date. But you got to make the decision right now. You got to make the choice to say, no more. I refuse to settle for less anymore. I refuse to live like I'm worthless anymore. I refuse to be treated like I'm worthless anymore. And once you make that decision, you're a commitment away from a new life. Once you make that decision, you stand on that decision. I don't care what stones people try to throw on you. I don't care what life tries to give you. I don't care what people say about you. You stand firm on your commitment to your better self. And stop going back to the things that you are praying to God to save you from. Stop running back to the things that you prayed to God to save you from.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Stop going back to the situation that you know is no good for yourself, no good for your soul, no good for your future, no good for your health. Can I go on? No good for your life, no good for your heart, no good for your mind. There's no good in it. So why are you choosing to stay a part of it? No more. You make the decision right now in your life. And listen, I don't know how all the dots connect moving forward for you. I don't know. But I do know this. Freedom for your soul, freedom for your happiness, freedom for your peace is dependent on the choices that you make right now and the choice that you make right now. Why choose to live a life of selling for less when you can choose an abundant life of love, an abundant life of peace? You know where that abundance starts from? God in yourself. The abundant life is an internal life that starts from within. Listen, maybe you're like me. For a lot of my life, I depended on all these outside things to give me what I needed. I depended on people to give me happiness. I depended on things to give me happiness. I depended on the world to provide me something that's an internal job. I want to tell you right now, stop allowing external things to do an internal job for you. You got to love you first. You got to value you first. You got to honor you first. You got to set the tone for your life first. Because when you do that, everything changes. When you give yourself and your life what you need, everything changes because you don't depend on something else or someone else to give you that when you already given it to yourself. You don't accept a version of yourself that's not true that some people try to put on you because they want to use you. You see, some people see your greatness, but they tone you down so they can use you and make you feel like you're average. Some people see your goodness, but they don't want you to see it. Because they know once you see and you believe in yourself and you know yourself, then you won't settle for anything less. You won't lower your standards. You're going to stand on your principles. But so many people in this world have been convinced to be a version of themselves that's beneficial to other people, but it's not true to who they are. That's why I'm out here in nature, at my cabin, so I can get recentered in my soul and ask myself who I am, have my conversations with God. As I'm speaking and I'm listening, speaking less and listening more of who I am. So when this world tries to tell me who I am, I know who I am. When people try to convince me that I'm a person, I know who I am. When people try to put labels on my life, it don't stick because I know I've already been validated and I don't need their validation. So I need you to make a choice right now to live in your higher self and stop lowering yourself for whatever reason. Don't allow your loneliness to cause you to lower yourself. See, some of us, we're so afraid to be alone, so we stay in situations where we feel alone anyway. Some of us, we settle for a title that we know we don't deserve, but we'd rather have that title than have no title at all. And so you stay in a situation that's beneath you, that's under you, that minimizes you, that lessens you, all because of how you want to look to the world. Some of us want a relationship so bad because we want to tell people we're in a relationship that we settle for a relationship that we know isn't right for our life. Some of us want a job so bad and we want to please everybody else by the titles around our life that we stay in a job that's miserable for ourselves. And I understand there's a process to everything and getting out of everything and changing everything. I know you can't just make it happen overnight, but it can start tonight, right now, your change and your process. But you got to make a real decision in your heart and your soul that says, you know what? I'm no longer going to live this life that isn't meant for me to live, and I'm going to live this life that I was created to live. You say, Trent, how do I know that? When you have peace and fulfillment and joy in your soul, that's called internal alignment. When you're so internally aligned with who you are by your beliefs, your values, your principles, your standards, that your actions reflect that. Think about your values right now and think about your actions. Think about what you're accepting. If you say you value yourself, you value love, but yet you're in a situation where you don't feel loved at all. You're going to feel unfulfilled and disconnected from your true being. Think about your values, the things that you stand on, your principles. Your actions and your acceptance of other people's actions should align with that. You're always in control of what you give and what you accept. You don't have to accept anything. Some people can try to give you anything. Some people can try to give you what you, less than what you deserve. Some people can try to take advantage of you, but you don't have to accept it from anybody. It is not disrespectful to say no. It's not disrespectful to stand on your principles. It's not disrespectful to not lower yourself. It's, you shouldn't have to feel guilty for choosing you. You shouldn't have to feel guilty for saying, no, I don't, this is less than what I deserve. You don't feel guilty for prioritizing your peace. You don't feel guilty for prioritizing your greatness. Don't you ever feel guilty for doing what's best for you. Because you better believe the same people that's trying to take advantage of you and use you, they doing what's best for them. Believe that. So make the choice. Right now in this moment, make the choice. Burn the bridge because you're not going back. Make the choice to say, you know what? This is the standard of how I'm going to live my life. And if people can abide by this standard, adios. I'm protecting my peace. I'm protecting my soul. I'm protecting my life. I'm protecting my mind. I'm protecting my heart. And part of that protection deals with the things I choose to accept. You see, exception is a great weapon. It's a weapon that can be used for you or against you. What you accept will power you and control you. What you accept will penetrate your life, will penetrate your soul. So why accept less when more is available? Why accept less when more is an option? Why accept less when more is what you deserve, when more is available? Why accept less when more is an option? Why accept less when more is what you deserve? And don't you let a person ever make you feel unreasonable for accepting and knowing your worth, for accepting what you deserve. Stop putting yourself on wholesale just so you can have something in your life. Stop putting your soul in a clearance rack. Your soul, your peace, your worth is priceless. So stop lowering your value because you want to be valuable in somebody else's eyes that's really going to treat you not valuable because they got to steal with your heart, with your worth, and with your life because you accepted less, not anymore. This is the time right now that you demand more, you choose more because you are more.
My mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look, through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life, ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word of my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature. Taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong, stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within, try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
World might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in a storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the Rehab Time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.